This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The United States says it's planning new sanctions against Turkey if its incursion into northeastern Syria goes too far. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Turkey's President Erdogan was defiant Friday despite U.S. criticism of his country's offensive against Syrian Kurds.
In Turkey, President Erdogan says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is disappointed in Turkey moving in after U.S. forces moved out of northern Syria.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there could be powerful new U.S. sanctions against Turkey.
There are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
Mnuchin says if Turkey goes too far, the U.S. will shut down its economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Donald Trump said Friday the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a 15-month-old trade war between the world's two largest economies. The president said the deal covers a variety of fronts, including currencies and agricultural products.
Well, we've come to a deal on intellectual property, financial services, a tremendous deal for the farmers, a purchase of from $40 to $50 billion worth of agricultural products.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods that was set to go into effect next Tuesday. Trump has yet to change plans to impose tariffs December 15th on an additional $160 billion worth of Chinese goods. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine on Friday told a House of Representatives impeachment inquiry that the Trump administration had ousted her based on unfounded and false claims. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
In an opening statement obtained by the Associated Press, Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, told congressional lawmakers that the State Department was pressured by President Trump to remove her from her position. In the statement, she said she was abruptly recalled in May. She described her reaction as incredulous that the government had chosen to remove her, quote, based as best I can tell on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives, unquote. She said she was told by an official that there had been a concerted campaign against her and that Trump had pressured officials to remove her for almost a year. Lawmakers are questioning Yovanovitch as part of an impeachment investigation into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
After Ambassador Yovanovitch's testimony, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, said the committees will continue to hear from other witnesses.
We will continue with other witnesses, notwithstanding the administration's consistent efforts to obstruct our investigation.
The White House is refusing to participate in the impeachment inquiry, calling it unconstitutional. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin said he wants the investigation conducted like a criminal trial.
My message to our colleagues, on behalf of our constituents and the American public, there should be a process that allows the president's counsel to be present, to present evidence, to be able to cross-examine witnesses. Subpoena power should be in the minority as well.
One of the key figures in the investigation, the ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, is scheduled to appear next week after being subpoenaed to testify. The State Department had originally forbidden him from speaking to the investigators. Federal courts in New York and California have temporarily blocked one of the Trump administration's immigration policies. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The new rules set to start next week have been blocked, meaning the Trump administration cannot disqualify migrants seeking legal residency if they're likely to become a burden on public welfare programs. The Trump administration said expanding the list of services that would disqualify a person would help guarantee that the immigrants granted residency are self-sufficient. But the judge says the changes would immediately put migrants who followed the law at risk for economic insecurity, health instability, denial of citizenship, and potential deportation. A similar injunction's been announced from a California judge affecting a handful of states. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.